Fleetwood Mac, go your own way. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And we've got Colonel Chris Ritchie here for the Fort Knox update. But before we get into the Fort Knox update, I saw some pictures of you working the gate.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to get ready for my next job.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You got to learn life skills. So
what was that about?
Well, what Sergeant Major Waters and I try and do is take a couple of places where we've got employees working on the installation and take an opportunity to go try that job out. It's a great way to interact with the community, plus learn about what our employees do every day.
So I love that.
Okay, so this is kind of like a thing we do every summer called The Adventures of Brian and Trisha, and it's sponsored by a friend of ours, Lindsay Alikna from Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, and we'll just find a thing and go experience that. We went to the bowling alley at Fort Knox for the very first one we ever did.
That's really cool.
I used to work at a bowling alley, so it was kind of like old home week for me.
Well, I know what's super exciting too. We just got some dollars invested from the Army. We're going to be fixing up that bowling alley this
time. I thought it was pretty nice anyway.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of modernization on the lane mechanism.
Okay.
That's pretty much the biggest complaint, just the age of those. So it was awesome. We were able to compete and get some dollars.
That's awesome.
Because bowling is a winner on Fort Knox.
Yes.
People love it. And you can do it year round.
Yeah. And you can eat there.
Exactly. The snack bar is awesome.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win.
That's underselling it, calling it a snack bar. Yeah. Truthfully, it is.
No,
it is a restaurant.
Yeah, pizza joint, hamburgers, like great sandwiches. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just some rando frozen pretzel that they microwaved. I mean, this is good food.
Awesome. Well, I admire the fact that you're getting out and trying new jobs that are not new, but new to you jobs that people on the installation are doing.
It's great just to be able to get that frame of reference on what your workforce is going through.
Yeah, you have a better understanding.
Plus seeing the community as they come in. I mean, we worked lunch rush. you get a lot of folks that leave outside the gates during lunchtime at Fort Knox. And so it was a great way to, pretty much mess up, scanning of, 200 cars trying to come back in.
You would think it would be easy.
And they're like,
we messed it up pretty big. It was good.
And they're like, I don't know who that dork was on the gate.
Yeah.
What are people complaining about you and then realize, gosh.
Probably.
Calling your office. I don't know who that guy was, but he was awful. So were you in your uniform?
Yeah. Our Department of Emergency Services did a real good job, too. They issued us a set of body armor that's got Garrison Commander, Garrison Sergeant.
Yeah, it said it on there.
It's cool.
So you were identified.
So when I took over from Lance O'Brien, that was one of the things Lance handed me. He's like, "Hey, here you go, man."
it's like kinda cool. Passing the baton.
Yeah.
Do you have a baton?
I don't. I'll work on that, Brian.
You need to get a telescoping baton.
Yeah.
I'll talk great. To you can just put it in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll decorate it, maybe bedazzle the baton.
I mean, I don't know what you – that's just another thing to carry at that point,
exactly,
though.
The Army doesn't make you carry a lot of stuff.
No, of course not.
Like have a little pocket in your rucksack for it or whatever.
Awesome.
You need to be able to get to it quickly. Hang on, don't fight me. I got to go get this out of this bag.
These sequins are in the way, though. Hold on.
You guys are horrible.
Okay, we probably should get to the Fort Knox update.
Right,
what's really going on?
So who's not a fan of a good deal? And that's exactly what you'll find at the Fort Knox Community Yard Sale on Saturday, April 20th, from 8 a.m. to noon at the Hanson Center, located at 1053 Spearhead Division Avenue on Post. The event is open to the public. MWR is selling spaces at $10 each, and multiple spaces can be purchased. Sellers can set up between 6 and 8 a.m. that day. Selling spaces are limited, so we encourage folks to sign up now if interested. To register for more information, visit the FMWR website.
All right, and a color run coming up.
That's right. Fort Knox MWR is hosting a Month of the Military Child Color Run at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 13th at Brooks Field. This is a free and family-friendly run walk that lets participants determine exactly how colorful they want to end up based on distance. Participants can choose to go anywhere from half a mile to 3 miles around Brooks Field in a 60-minute time window. Bursts of color will be launched at each corner, so make sure to wear clothes and shoes you don't mind getting color on. The first 150 kids to register will receive a complimentary t-shirt. The event is open to the public, so I'd encourage everyone to come out and help us celebrate the strength and resiliency of our military children. For more information or to register, visit the FMWR website.
All right. And more on the month of the military child.
Yeah, we'd ask everybody to stick around after the race for Fort Knox's Child and Youth Services Month of the Military Child Superhero Celebration on Saturday, April 13th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sadowski Center, located off Wilson Road on Post. There's going to be inflatables, axe throwing, and other activities for the whole family. Come dress as your favorite superhero to compete in our costume contest for fantastic prizes. Food and drinks will be available for purchase. Also, our STEM-tastic Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math event will take place at Sadowski Center from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th. That event's going to feature a wide variety of hands-on fun and education STEM activities in children pre-K through high school. Both events are free and open to the public, and for more information, please visit the FMWR website.
All right, that's been the Fort Knox Update. Thanks so much, and we are Quixie 98.3.